Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is Andrew for Geek News Central. I'm at the Wearable Technology Show in London. So I'm with Jacob, founder of Thrive Wearables. Thrive are a wearable technology development company, or close enough. Jacob, I'll hand it over to you. Tell us what you do.
Thanks, Andrew. So Thrive Wearables is a company that I founded about 2.5-3 years ago, and we focus solely on the development of wearable technology for clients in the UK and Europe. And we take ideas through the prototyping stages of the physical system and the digital parts, and we create proof of principle, proof of concept, and then mass manufacturable wearable technology for clients around.
Okay, could you just give us an example of what you might have done for somebody then?
So we've done work for quite a few companies ranging from small startups who we help by mentoring, by building out small prototypes, by getting them to the point where they're fundable, all the way through to more established scale-up companies, and right up to companies like Unilever who have aspirations to be in the wearable space or in the IoT space. And so the kind of products that we work on are data-driven but physically enabled. So we work on good sensor technologies at the core, followed by good network connectivity and processing, all the way into data analytics in the cloud, and then creating user interfaces that are driven by real problem solving, and give the users something that's of high value.
Okay, so what would a real example, are we talking about a wristband, a shirt, a shoe, or?
Yeah, it's a good question. So across the board, anything that is wearable is something that we're interested in working on. We've worked on things embedded in clothing, embedded in glasses. We've done wristbands, wristwatches. We've working on a product called Sensate, which is currently being pre-sold, and we're building out the first consumer version of that. That's a biofeedback system which takes measurements of heart rate to look at stress markers, and then feeds back a clever signal combining audio and vibration, which causes a downregulation and a calming effect on the body. So it's a complete loop of cause and effect, and those are the kind of sweet spot projects that we like to work on, where there's real high value without lots of clicking and swiping and interaction that's unnecessary for the user.
Okay, and presumably these are always talking back to smartphones and things like that via Bluetooth, sometimes in real time, sometimes storing.
Yeah, at the moment that's prolifically how it works, yeah. But what's happening as we move forward with wearable tech is that it's kind of disappearing away from lots of connectivity and conscious involvement in its infrastructure, and it's turning into clothing enabled with small bits of battery power, sensors, things that can talk amongst themselves on the body, and then wireless elements which can be embedded within clothing as well, and it's becoming modularized and it's becoming much more seamless as a tool that gives people good information, useful, actionable information, as opposed to an appendage such as a Fitbit, for example, that it was sort of novel and exciting for a while and then disappears from favour because it doesn't actually do very much in the way of helping people.
Okay. And what do you see the main challenges at the moment? I mean, is it the manufacturing smart fabrics? Is it the power consumption?
There are several layers of challenges, we say, with wearable tech. The first one is good sensor data in the first place. So measuring things consistently with a view to consumer products, which are very demanding in terms of what people insist on them doing. So that's the starting point. Then there's the onboard processing part and the synthesis of that data, and then channeling that up into some kind of cloud system or telephone system. Which is power hungry, so then you have the battery requirements. So there's the kind of three major components: sensors, batteries, networks. All of those things are moving on, slowly sometimes, faster in other times. Battery technology is the biggest limiter with the physics of the batteries that we use at the moment.
Okay. And what do you see, I mean, you mentioned some of the things in the future, but what do you think the biggest change will be in the next, you know, 2-3 years?
What's going on at the moment are the application areas are opening up, and they're also being engineered much more carefully in niche terms. So there are lots of small niches developing in the broader wearable and digital health and connected health space, And I suspect in the next few years there will be a reconsolidation of some of those niche technology islands into bigger form factors or bigger groupings of sensors and technologies that cause much more resilient wearable technology to exist than we have at the moment.
Okay, and if people wanted to know more, do you have a website?
Yeah, they can find us on Twitter at Thrive Wearables, and they can find us online, thrivewearables.com.
Jacob, look, thanks very much.
No worries, thanks for your time. Cheers.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.